Zika has made a long-standing public health crisis impossible to ignore and demonstrates the critical need of government support for sexual and reproductive health care. So I think we've heard many folks speak much more eloquently than me that the ability to decide if and when to have children is basic health care, but it's a basic human right as well. And yet it's not realized for so many women across the region, and which this outbreak is making so crystal clear. What I want to articulate, though, is that the same is going to be true in the contiguous United States as it becomes more prevalent here. Women with the least ability to plan their families, the least access to healthcare generally, will feel the outbreak, the impact of this outbreak the most. And in fact, if we look at some of the states where we're already seeing the highest number of Zika cases, Florida and Texas, both are states that have recently slashed their reproductive health programs. Texas over a series of bills over the last several years, one of which is before the Supreme Court right now, and Florida just last month defunded Planned Parenthood. So this is the opposite of what we need to be doing as we're gearing up as a nation to tackle this epidemic as it comes home.